Is inflation temporary or is it permanent? Because it sure is bad. And I thought John Castamatidis would be the perfect person to ask about this because no one's closer to it than John in this city.
Well, Rudy, thank you for having me on. And, you know, we're both in the oil business and we're both in the food business for 51 years. It feels like it's forever. My God.
Well, I think you probably know it pretty well, John.
We know it pretty well. And being in the food business for 51 years, we not only know it well, and we not only know the facts, we have the pulse of the situation.
Sure, you have to.
And there are price increases coming through from food manufacturers that are not public yet that could rock somebody's socks. We got one of our big cookie suppliers, one of the biggest ones, Nabisco, gave us a price increase that's coming through in November. Anywhere, the way they said it, anywhere from 4 to 14%. That's a big number.
Yeah, sure. All of a sudden? Absolutely.
Coca-Cola was having shortages, and I talked about it on Fox Business. Pepsi-Cola. They've announced that they're coming up with big increases. So it's all around. Now, you got to remember something. When I was on Fox Business a few weeks ago, the price of oil was 70, 74, 73. It hit almost 80 the other day. So when President Trump was president, we had crude oil was $40 a barrel. Now it almost hit 80 the other day. And you know what that means? That means a cost of transportation. Everything delivered to every one of our cities, the gasoline is double. They are increasing prices in the food stores. They're increasing prices in the clothing stores. You know, the White House and President Biden has said, oh, we're not going to increase taxes only on the large corporations. Well, what do you think? If you increase taxes on Pepsi-Cola, Coca-Cola, what do you think they're going to do?
Right.
They're going to increase the taxes on the supermarket, the prices in the supermarkets. We have to increase it to the consumer. So this is a tax. The word inflation, the real word means when they raise prices on the corporations and they raise prices on the stores and they raise prices on everybody else, as the price of consumers is going up, the poor and the middle class,
of course,
they're paying more for their food. They're paying double the price for their gasoline. One of the reasons they might be doing it, they want to raise the price of gasoline so high that people say, oh, maybe we should go to electric cars.
Ah.
So what does that mean? That means if the White House is putting their finger down with General Motors and with Ford and all these guys, electric cars, electric cars, electric cars, all the batteries for the electric cars are made by China. And you know what you need to make those batteries?
Lithium.
Lithium. So China calls up the White House.
Always comes back to China, John.
We're out of lithium. Well, we give them Afghanistan.
But John,
Afghanistan has the world's largest lithium deposits. Rudy, you can't make this up.
All roads seem to go back to China.
No. We stopped the pipeline United States. And we give it to Russia. Russia opens up a pipeline. So what happens? Let's make America poorer. Let's make Russia and OPEC richer. They are conning the American people. They conned. Look, me and you know Joe Biden from 20 years ago. He wasn't a bad guy.
No, he was a moderate guy.
He was a moderate. He wasn't a bad guy.
The crime bill.
I liked
the Schumer. He and Schumer passed the crime bill with
now,
me.
What did the Democrats do? They hid him in the basement. So nobody knew it's the new Joe Biden. It's a con game on the American public.
Yeah, I mean, he seems to be as left as you can be when you listen to him. I mean, look what they're doing to the parents now. They're going to sick the FBI on the parents who were worried about the education of their children.
I want you to check your intelligence network because you have a lot of old friends in the intelligence network. Because my old friend said to me, Homeland Security is busy hiring people to put agents in the various schools.
Yep.
And when I was with Kevin McCarthy the other day,
mm-hmm.
and I said that to him, I said, I can't verify it, but I'm just giving you a heads up. You know what Kevin McCarthy said to me? I heard that from someplace else.
Well, John, I'm getting the signal. We got to go make some money for the station. This was terrific, John. And thanks for laying out inflation in a way that people can understand. I mean, I think they really are getting conned. And the more they can understand it, the better.